Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 273 for March 29th, and we're going to start off in 1806 when construction is authorized of the Great National Pike, better known as the Cumberland Road, becoming the first United States federal highway. And then in 1847, during the Mexican-American War, United States forces led by General Winfield Scott take Veracruz after a siege. And finally, in 1973, the last United States combat soldiers leave South Vietnam. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 29th, 1806, an important milestone in the development of the United States infrastructure and westward expansion was reached when Congress authorized the construction of the Great National Pike, more commonly known as the Cumberland Road. This legislation marked the beginning of the first United States federal highway, setting a precedent for federal involvement in road building, projects that would eventually lead to the vast network of highways and roads that crisscross the country today. The road was conceived as a means to facilitate the westward expansion and provide a reliable transportation route from the East Coast to the Western Territories. It was intended to improve communication, trade, and military movement across the nation. The construction of the Cumberland Road began in 1811, starting from Cumberland, Maryland, and eventually extending out westward. Over the years, the road reached across the Allegheny Mountains and extended to Vandalia, Illinois, covering a distance of approximately 620 miles. On March 29, 1847, during the Mexican-American War, United States forces under the command of General Winfield Scott successfully concluded the siege of Veracruz, one of the most significant military operations of the conflict. The victory was pivotal in the American campaign to capture Mexico City and ultimately played a crucial role in determining the outcome of the war. The capture of Veracruz marked the beginning of a new phase in the conflict, showcasing the effectiveness of combined naval and ground forces in amphibious assault operations. After landing near Veracruz on March 9, 1847, American forces surrounded the city and laid siege. The use of heavy artillery to bombard the city's fortifications was a key factor in the eventual surrender of the Mexican forces. The Mexican garrison in Veracruz capitulated on March 29, 1847, after enduring a siege that lasted several weeks. The capture of Veracruz allowed General Scott's forces to begin their march inland towards Mexico City. On March 29, 1973, marking a major turning point in the Vietnam War, the last United States combat soldiers left South Vietnam, effectively ending direct U.S. military involvement in the conflict. This departure came after the signing of the Paris Peace Accords in January 1973, an agreement intended to establish peace in Vietnam and end the long-standing war. The withdrawal of American troops was a monumentous event, symbolizing the conclusion of one of the most turbulent and diverse periods in U.S. history. The process of withdrawing U.S. troops began by the Peace Accords, and the last U.S. combat troops to leave Vietnam were from the 9th Infantry Division and the 3rd Marine Division, departing from Tan Son Nhut Air Base near Saigon. Although combat troops were withdrawn, a small number of American military advisors and support personnel remained in South Vietnam to assist the South Vietnamese government and military. The U.S. also continued to provide military aid and financial support. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.